When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to another episode of Let's Ride. I'm your host, Jeff Hartman, on this Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning podcast. It is Monday. It is the week of the NFL draft. Everyone should be excited. And you're probably thinking, okay, where's Jeff going with the Monday morning conversation? It's the last one before the draft. I decided to go with the coaching route. And when I say the coaching route, I'm talking about our own coach, KT Smith. I'm having him on the podcast based on the fact that I wanted to pick his brain as a coach. I wanted this podcast to all be about scheme fit, talking about the prospects we've heard about for the last 2-3 months, some even longer than that. And not just the fact that they're talented, because they're all talented, but really, are they a good fit for the offense in Arthur Smith's new offense with Pat Meyer on the offensive line? Because we've talked about offensive linemen a lot. And on defensive side of the ball, what about these defensive backs? Who fits? Who doesn't fit? What are we looking for? I think this is one of the missing pieces in this discussion when it comes to the NFL draft. So many people, even people on the Steel Curtain Network, they get so enamored with prospects. And I get it. They might have a crazy testing score. They might have this crazy outlook in terms of their overall athleticism. But that doesn't mean they're a good fit for what the Steelers like to do. Just because a player is great doesn't mean that they could be great in the Steelers system the way that they're doing things, especially with new offensive coordinator. You talk about some of the changes they've made on defense. This is going to be different, and this is why I wanted to have Coach KT Smith on to talk about all of these things from a coach's perspective on the Monday morning conversation. Had a really, really awesome time, as I always do, talking with Coach. He's my co-host on the NFL Whip Around on our FFSN NFL feed, but it was great to be able to talk nothing but Steelers with Coach KT Smith. So what you're going to hear him again today at noon with Brian Davis. They're doing the FFSN mock drafts. So I was like, they're not going to talk too much about the Steelers. So I can have Coach Smith on this week. Let's have him on. Let's talk about the Steelers. So with no further ado, after this break, you have the Monday morning conversation. Myself, Coach KT Smith. We'll be right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is up, Steeler fans? It is time for another Monday morning conversation. Here we are, the week of the NFL draft. Thursday kicks everything off round one. I'm extremely excited for the event, but I'm extremely excited for this. Coach KT Smith, who is my co-host on the NFL Whip Around, he joins me today. Coach, what's going on? How are you?
Nothing, man. I'm ready to get started. It feels like we've been building towards this for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And for anyone that's ever listened to the NFL Whip Around, that's on our FFSN NFL feed. There's so many episodes that we've had where I'm like, I just want to talk about the Steelers and nothing else, but yet you have to cover the National Football League. So here we are just talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, but with the draft. But I want to approach this in a little different way. You're a football coach. You know more about the X's and O's than I ever will. So let's talk about scheme fit. This is going to be something that's going to be constantly brought up as we talk about positions, prospects. How important for you, let's talk about the offensive side of the ball first, in terms of trying to find that stylistic matchup with Arthur Smith's offense and the prospects that you're looking at. Give me some examples. Like, let's talk offensive line, not specifically, but what are the Steelers looking for along the offensive line in Arthur Smith's offense?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think Arthur Smith's offense can take a couple of different forms. In Tennessee, it was a little bit more of a kind of a smash mouth scheme because you had Derrick Henry. In Atlanta, the athletes were a little bit different. You could get out into space a little more. And so they emphasized a bit more of the horizontal schemes, the wide zone plays and the receiver screens and those types of things. I think Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh, it'll resemble the Tennessee scheme a little bit more. And, okay, and what you'll see with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields at quarterback is the integration of more read options, RPOs, things like that than they did with Ryan Tannehill. So I think you might blend some of the Desmond Ridder stuff from the quarterback position with the downhill run game from Tennessee.
Let me ask you, let's go one layer further. So we're talking about Arthur Smith's offense. So he has this all-encompassing thought, theory, strategy. But then you look at Pat Meyer, who's still the offensive line coach. A lot of people say that he has a very unique style and that his, I believe it was called the strike first, even on the pass blocking where you strike and then retreat in terms of backpedaling. Does Pat Meyer have to adjust his scheme and the way he coaches compared to Arthur Smith? How does that hierarchy work on a coaching staff?
Those guys, I mean, he won't need to adjust. They just need to get on the same page as to exactly how they want to teach things. I mean, one of the things with football coaches at that level is they know so much about the game that they can get into hour-long arguments about 2 inches of hand placement. You know, like, well, he should be striking the near number. No, he should be striking the armpit. You know, like that argument can go on forever. And if guys dig in and get obstinate about, you know, whether it's the near number or the armpit, which literally is a 2-inch difference, then you can have problems, right? If they want ownership, if they want to put their stamp on it. I mean, Pat Meyer doesn't strike me as that guy. I mean, he's been a career position coach in the NFL. You don't get to be a career position coach in the NFL by alienating people and deciding that your way is the only way, et cetera. So my suspicion is he'll work well with Arthur Smith, and together they'll decide exactly what they feel they can do best. I suspect, given the fact that I think the Steelers are fairly athletic up front, that it, you know, you'll see a ton of wide zone. Najee Harris, a pretty good wide zone runner. The zone game will be really important to them. And, you know, Pat Meyer's taught that really well for a long time.
Quick sidebar. Do you like Pat Meyer as the offensive line coach, or does he leave something to be desired?
I like him. I went out the last 2 years to Steelers training camp. And when I was there, I spent a lot of time, you know, down close with the offensive line. And I really liked his teaching methodology. I mean, he's a teacher, man. He loves the game. He wants to teach guys how to play the game. That, you know, again, if you get too into the weeds on that kind of stuff, then you're going to lose your players a little bit. You know, a guy that's been around the game for 30 years has forgotten more football than most people know. And if you want to impart everything you've learned to your players, it'll be paralysis by analysis. You'll just be giving them too much. But I think that Pat Meyer's done a pretty good job. Like, look at Broderick Jones's progress. He came along really well. I think that he's had to integrate, you know, a lot of new parts in his 2 years here. And this will be the first year he's really going to get back most of the line. So I'm looking forward to them taking a leap.
Okay, now let's talk about the upcoming NFL draft. And let's first, before we talk about specific players, specific positions, as a coach, if you were in those war room meetings and you're looking at a list of prospects, they're all talented, but how much scheme fit and stylistic matches, how much does that, in terms of your hierarchy of your big board, how much would that weigh on yours?
I mean, that's, I don't want to make up a number and put a percentage on it, but that is a majority of the evaluation. Because like you said, all these guys can play. Right. When you get down into these draft evaluations, you start splitting hairs on a dude's arm length, you know, or what was his 10-yard shuttle time or whatever that might be. They're all, you read their credentials, man. They're all, you know, this guy was a finalist for this award. This guy was first team, this, whatever. Now it gets into the matter of, can he play within the confines of your scheme? The difference between a man cover corner and a zone cover corner is the world. You draft a guy who excels at zone and put him in a man scheme, he's not going to be very good. And people are going to say, this guy's a bust. Well, he's a bust because you didn't use him properly. You can't set players up for failure. One of the most important jobs of you as a coach is to put players in a position to succeed. And you do that by identifying the guys that fit what you do best.
Would you say that someone like Kevin Dotson is a great example of that? And his failures in Pittsburgh, yet his success is in LA, and he just got a second contract with them. Would you say that's a good example of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And I, you know, the McVay scheme was a little bit different than what they were running in Pittsburgh. Obviously he was a better fit there. Kevin, probably the light bulb went on a little bit for him too. You get, you know, cut loose by a team and you realize that, hey, my career's on the line. And, you know, Kevin Dotson was in Mike Tomlin's doghouse for a few things in Pittsburgh. But yes, I think he was probably found himself into a system that fit his abilities better.
Okay. So let's talk about some positions now, because this is what I'm excited to. I want to talk about centers first, because I think that center is atop most people's, if you're talking about team needs, it's number one, because they have no center really on their roster. You have studied all of these guys from Van Pran, Granger, to Zach Frazier, to Jackson Towers Johnson, Graham Barton, and everyone in between. Let's first say, which one do you think fits the stylistic matchup? So we're looking at the Steelers, what they want to do. You talked about wide zone, Arthur Smith scheme. Which center fits that mold the best?
I think athletically, Graham Barton fits it best. But the question the Steelers will have to be sure of with him is, does the fact that he just made six starts at center and hasn't played there since his freshman year at Duke, is that going to affect their evaluation of him? Because you could clearly make an argument that Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, either one of those guys, would be a good center in Pittsburgh. But Barton is the best athlete of the three. He's the most versatile. He's the guy that, like, when you watch those other two guys on film, Jackson Powers, Johnson, and Frazier, you say like, hey, these guys are really good centers. But when you watch Barton on film, you're like, this is a stud offensive lineman. Like his aggressiveness and athleticism separates him. But again, he only had 6 starts, 400 some snaps at center. Those other guys had a couple thousand. And now the question becomes, are the Steelers comfortable that he can make that transition? If they take Barton, they have to go sign a veteran center as well to be the placeholder. I can't imagine they take Barton and then he winds up their day one starter, having not played center competitively since 2020. That strikes me as an unlikely move.
So if you were in that war room, would you say like, we can't take this guy at 20? Because I mean, he's just not ready. What are we talking with Barton here, in your opinion?
They got it there. If they want him, they have to take him at 20, or they have to trade down in the first round, because they're not getting him at 51. He's right. He's going to be gone by the late 20s. If the Steelers don't take him at 20, somebody will snap him up later in the first round.
All right, it's going to be Aaron. What about the other guys? So you talked about Zach Frazier, Jackson Powers Johnson, then you even go to the Georgia Van Pran way. Do they fit stylistically for what the Steelers want to do? Or is it more of a, hey, they are very experienced, they could be a day one starter, but they're a little limited from an athleticism standpoint?
I think it's a little bit more that. Frazier's still of a concern about his knee injury. He's a physical guy. I mean, he's one of the most physical linemen in the draft. He looks like a Steeler and feels like a Steeler. But we have to think about 2024 Pittsburgh Steelers and not the Steelers that we all fell in love with back in the Smash Mouth Jerome Bettis days, or if you're an old guy like me back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, is he going to be a guy that really can reach like 3 techniques? I mean, when you run the wide zone play, the center actually has to reach block, which means get to the outside shoulder of the defensive tackle lined up on the outside shoulder of the guard. That's a big ask for a lot of people. And to be successful in the scheme, you need a center with that type of athleticism. Mason Cole had that athleticism to a degree. Mason Cole's problem was, when you asked him to push on a one technique, a big defensive tackle, he couldn't do it. And so Frazier can do that for sure. Jackson Powers Johnson can do that. But can those guys play the horizontal game that I suspect we'll see a lot of in Pittsburgh? That's the question.
All right, let's go to offensive tackle. We're sticking on the offensive line. Offensive tackles are going to be a position in that you have to think about how valuable they are in terms of the scheme of the NFL and where things are in the current status of the National Football League. Protecting your quarterback, you got to have the bookend tackles. You've done a lot of homework on these players as well. We'll assume that the big name players are going to be gone. Is there anyone, Amarius Mims is the name that always gets brought up, but Amarius Mims, similar to Graham Barton, does not have a lot of experience playing tackle. What's your take on those, that tier of tackles, and especially Mims in particular?
Mims is so hard to evaluate. He's so talented. He is so talented, but he just made 8 starts. That's it. And he got hurt a couple of times and missed a lot of games because of that. I mean, you watch this guy. He's 6'8" and 340 pounds. And he moves so fluidly and so easily. And the number of times that he just ragdolls defenders, just gets his hands on guys, and just absolutely throws them to the ground like a man, running through children. Yeah. And that is obviously very, very attractive. But his technique needs work. He plays like way out over his toes much too often. In pass protection, you see him leaning a lot. He's so big and long, though, that he gets away with it. But when I was doing my film breakdown on him, I just kept picturing, what would TJ Watt do on this rep? Oh, he'd swat his hands down and bend the edge and get right to the quarterback because Mims is way too far forward. And you can say he absolutely can clean that up. It's just going to take some time and reps and work with Pat Meyer to do it. He absolutely can. But the question would be, how fast would the Steelers want him to play? If they want him to play right now, I don't know if he's ready, but man, a year from now, that guy could be the best tackle in the draft.
So were we singing a similar song about Broderick Jones a year ago? Because it sounds the same. Like he doesn't have a lot of starts under his belt. He reeks of athleticism. He's super talented. The ceiling is crazy. but it's going to take some time. And he didn't really start until I think it was week 4 or 5 against Baltimore. He started on the left side, then transitioned over to the right for the remainder of the year. Similar story with Mims. You think that they're on a similar career path if the Steelers were to take him?
100%, because obviously you have Dan Moore Jr. in place, and you wouldn't need to start Mims right away. It's a little bit of a different story than the center position where you need a guy to start right away, yeah. Unless, of course, you sign a free agent. So I think, yes, they have their time with him. I think that he's the guy that, I think if the Steelers could really just say, give us whoever we want in that spot who fits what we want to do, without having to worry about any other concerns, you know, does he need to start right now, et cetera, et cetera. I think Mims is the guy that you look at and you say, man, if you put him and Broderick Jones as the two tackles, you're set there for the next 5 years. That feels to me like the smartest move.
So let's just do a scenario here. The Steelers stay at 20. They're not moving off of 20. They're not trading back. They're staying at 20. Graham Barton is available, and so is Amarius Mims. Who are you taking?
Mims. I'm taking Mims in round one, and I'm taking Zach Frazier if I can get him in round two, and I'm going to try to just kick the snot out of people up front for the next 5 years, you know, because I know they need a receiver. I know they needed this or that, but just get the O-line right. I really believe if you get the O-line right, that the offense will take off.
Yeah, it was interesting. Jeffrey Benedict, who was with the Steel Curtain Network, and he stepped aside for family reasons. He put out on Twitter the other day that Andy Weidel's philosophy is not who fits best with the Steelers. It's who's going to cause the most problems for the opposition. And he said, in that vein, when you think about it, if you switch your analysis, well, it sounds like Mims in the long run could really cause some problems for the opposition in terms of being just a man child out there mauling people. Is he a young guy as well? Because I know Broderick Jones, he still had braces on his teeth.
I know, right?
Last year when he got drafted.
He did. Yeah, Mims is only 21.
Jeez.
I mean, these guys are, and he looks it too. He still got a little baby fat in the face, you know, and you see him and you can see, picture Broderick Jones in like 3-4 years when he's been in an NFL weight room and worked with the nutrition guy and the strength and conditioning guy at that level for the next 3-4 years. And I feel the same way about Mims is 6'8", 340. He ran the 40 in just over 5 seconds. That's insane.
That's crazy.
You know, so he's just
Broderick Jones a year ago was he can dunk easily. Like, he has the athleticism. He can move. He can run. And then let's not underscore Graham Barton's 9.99 raw athletic score. He is athletic as all get out as well. So going to be interesting there. We'll come back to the offensive line here in a second, but I want to stick with offense and let's talk about wide receivers. There will be a run on wide receivers, and let's just assume that Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rome Odunze are not in the plans because they're going to be top 10 picks. They're really good receivers. Who are the receivers that you've looked at that you could see the Steelers potentially taking in round one if they wanted to go that route?
Yeah, I don't think they will, but I think they've had some interest in Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. I think his teammate Malik Nabers is going to go high. But Thomas is a really attractive player. He's got that prototypical size that you want in an offense like Arthur Smith's, where you know that there's going to be a lot of two tight end stuff, and you're going to want guys on the outside in the receiver game who can stretch the field. He's a guy that, you know, good vertical talent. The two receivers from Texas, I don't know, you know, Mitchell and Worthy. I don't know if the Steelers would take either one at 20. I think that they maybe, if you could trade back in the first round, let's say the Steelers had their heart set on Mims or Barton, and those guys were gone, and they decided to maybe move back later in the first round, then you get those Texas receivers in play. Worthy's speed is just 4.21 40. That's out, you know, through the roof. Again, does that translate onto the field? Not always when you watch his tape. Sometimes it does, but not always. I think the Steelers want more physical guys. And I think Thomas fits that bill a little bit. I don't think they're going to take a receiver in round one, but I think Thomas is in play if they do.
So let me ask you this question. We talked about stylistic matchups on the offensive line. Arthur Smith, at least in his time in Tennessee, did not run a lot of multiple wide receiver sets. And if so, it was very specific as the type of receiver he wanted. You also mentioned they want the more physical receiver. So if you were to build a receiver for this offense, it's going to be opposite George Pickens. Is this a slot guy? Is he the, I guess the X or the Z, depending on how your formation is setting up. What build this guy for me? What does he look like? Not, you know, just from a stylistic perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at who Smith has had success with. You go back to Tennessee, his receivers are Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, two big physical receivers who could also stretch the field deep. In Atlanta, he had Drake London, another big receiver with home run capability. I mean, that's what you want to build. I mean, Pickens is that guy. You want a guy who's going to block first and foremost, which is one of the big reasons why I think Deontay Johnson is gone, because they just didn't believe that he would block in this offense. You want a guy who can stretch the field. Think about it. You go two tight ends. Now you've got seven inline blockers. If you get a hat on a hat, that's a win for the offense. So whenever you put seven inline blockers up there, the defense has to drop a safety to get that eighth guy there. If they stay too high, then you've got to win in the run game. But if they drop that safety, you need guys on the outside who can win one-on-one, because you're getting one-on-one as soon as a defense drops that safety down. And so you need those guys who can both block and win outside. So what does that mean? You want bigger guys who have good vertical speed. And so, again, man, I mean, hey, the guys at the top of the draft, all of them fit that bill. But you get into the 20 range and it thins out a little bit. That's why I think Thomas is a consideration. More so, you look at round two, maybe a guy I really like from South Carolina, Xavier Leggett, because 6'1 and 227 pounds and physical, but with good, you know, 4.4 speed, he seems to fit that bill as well. The slot receiver types, there's some good ones. You know, a Roman Wilson. My God, Ladd McConkey is a guy I love, but he won't be around. He's probably in that in-between first and second round. But I just don't know if they fit. I don't know if they fit what the Steelers want. Pearsall from Florida, another one. They don't seem to fit Smith's offense.
Well, and the thing is, too, it almost seems like this past offseason, the Steelers have been taking as much as they can at the wide receiver position. We're just going to throw it against the wall and see what sticks. Whether you're talking about Quez Watkins, Van Jefferson. Hell, how does Calvin Austin III? You're talking about like these speedsters. Does he even fit in the Arthur Smith offense?
It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. Where is his role? If this is going to be a predominantly 12 personnel, 21 personnel offense with just two receivers on the field, it doesn't feel like Austin is that guy. Now, obviously they'll play some three receiver stuff and he's going to have a role in that. I mean, I look at like signing Van Jefferson. He's the prototype. They want obviously an upgrade on him, but he is big, he's physical. He blocked in that Rams offense. And he can stretch the field a little bit. You want an upgrade on him in the draft.
So ultimately I look at the wide receivers and I don't think I think we agree here. I don't think it's a round one position. I think if anything, it's a day two pick. You agree or disagree?
Agree. Yeah. I think it's a round two, round three, even. It's a deep draft for receivers. All the analysts say that the receiver class is excellent. And you know, Steelers have two round three picks. That might be where you see him target somebody.
Okay. Let's go to defense, because ultimately on the defensive side of the football, I think there's a lot of holes and really not a lot of people talking about them. And of course we know that day one is probably going to be an offensive position in some way, shape or form. Day two though, I feel like the Steelers team needs, you have cornerback. I think the defensive front needs more help as well. Maybe inside linebacker. Safety is another position. You talk about another cornerback, for instance, if you think that Dante Jackson could be outside, do you get a slot guy? What are your thoughts on the defensive needs before we talk about specific players?
Right. Yeah, I agree 100%. They don't have a slot corner. The Steelers played 61% of their defensive snaps last year with a slot corner in some form on the field. So, who is that right now? I mean, most of those reps last year went to Chandon Sullivan or Patrick Peterson. Well, both of those guys are gone. They got to replace those guys. And so, you know, you could say, well, hey, they're going to run a lot of three safety schemes. Fine. And, you know, Elliott, who they brought in, Deshaun Elliott from Dallas. I mean, you could pair him and Kazee and Fitzpatrick and you could play around with that. But against the really good slot receivers, you need a slot corner. The guy I love as a round two pick, if they go corner there, is Mike Sandrastill from Michigan. I think that guy is a do-everything player who would be a really great – to me, he's a better version of Mike Hilton. You know, he's got that kind of same stature. He's tough. He tackles. He can blitz. Like Hilton was a great blitzer. Sanders still can do that. He's a converted wide receiver. He's got really good ball skills. So he's a guy I'd love to see the Steelers target in round two, because I think he'd be plug and play, man. I think he could jump in as your slot corner right away.
It's going to be interesting. What about the outside guys? Is there anyone that sticks out to you in terms of cornerbacks? Clearly you have the Steelers could trade up and try and get someone in the round one. If they really like, there's the guy Quinyon, which is from Toledo. They really like him. What's your take on those outside corners in this draft class?
Mitchell, I think will be gone. He ran himself into the teens probably with his performance. Yeah. The guy I really love for the Steelers, who I think would be an excellent pick in the first round, is Kool-Aid McKinstry. I know some people don't like him as much as I do, but we were talking scheme fit, right? And I mean, he's a man cover corner, but he's a smart guy. He's versatile. So I think that he'd be an option if the Steelers were looking for corners in the first round. This is going to sound like a little bit of homerism on my part, but if the Steelers want to pick a guy a little bit later, maybe round three, Max Melton from Rutgers, I've coached against. And I just feel like he fits what the Steelers want to do with his, he's tall, he's long. He's got really good cover skills. I think that he's maybe just a little bit of a poor man's Joey Porter Jr. And a guy who with his, 4.38 speed is going to be able to play opposite Porter pretty well if they want to target him.
What's your take on Cooper DeJean? I know you did a breakdown for Fans First Sports Network. He's a prospect that a lot of people have taken a very hard stance on. Some people say that he has no home. He's not good enough to be a corner. He's not really a genuine safety in the league. What's your take on his play, and where do you see him going? Is he a round one talent?
He's definitely good enough to be a corner in the NFL, but he's scheme specific, I think. He's a zone corner. He's a great zone corner, good eyes, good instincts, tough as nails. And, if you're a cover two team, like you're Philadelphia and Vic Fangio is your new DC, and Vic Fangio is going to play a ton of cover two, Cooper DeJean is a guy that you want. Eagles fans are all geeked up about him. They would love to land him. I don't know if he fits in Pittsburgh as a corner. I think he could convert to safety and be a great safety in the NFL. Just again, what do you need to be to play safety? You need versatility, athleticism, smarts, toughness. He's got all that stuff. I just don't know if he's got the elite athleticism, the change of direction skills, the fluid hips, all that stuff to be a man cover corner.
Okay. What about the defensive front? And are there any other positions inside linebacker? Do you see the Steelers going in either direction? Not necessarily on day one, maybe not even day two. But day three, are we talking about players that could actually have an impact? I don't know. What's your take on the defensive line, inside linebacker, in terms of hierarchy of positional needs? And do you see the Steelers going in that direction?
Yeah, the Steelers need linebacker depth. I mean, I know the Patrick Queen signing has everybody excited, but you pair Queen and Landon Roberts, great. You got your starters. We don't know about Cole Holcomb. It just, that knee injury was awful. And when he comes back, what's he going to be? The Steelers don't have an answer to that. Mark Robinson has just – everybody thought he would take a leap last year. He didn't. So they really have to think about linebacker. To me, if Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is around in round three, he might still be around there. To me, he's a really interesting prospect because he's instinctual and he's tough and he hits. He doesn't have elite size at the linebacker position. But, Mark Robinson's 6'2", 230. That's what Trotter is. So, Robinson was a converted running back. He just hasn't really caught up at the NFL level. Trotter is the son of, a former all-pro linebacker who's been playing linebacker since he came out of the womb. So, I mean, he's a guy who certainly has the pedigree and the experience and the feel of a Steelers linebacker.
All right, so let's finish this up here. Best case and worst case scenarios for the Steelers on day one and day two of the NFL draft. The Steelers have four picks, one in round one. They have one in round two and two in round three. One of those being the pick from the Kenny Pickett trade with the Philadelphia Eagles. So let's go best case scenario first. Coach, what is your best case scenario? Let's just talk positionally on day one and day two. So you might say day one, they grab their center. Day two, they go blah, blah, blah. What is the best case scenario?
I think ideally you got those four picks And you know, I know it doesn't work like this where you go, oh, we took a tackle. Now we're going to take a center. Now we're going to take it. I know it doesn't work like that. But if the Steelers could check off center, tackle, corner, and wide receiver, if they could find guys they love who fit their scheme at those four spots, then I think that that would be wonderful. Now, obviously, again, it might not work like that, you know, but I think they really have to make a decision on in round one, are you targeting a center or are you going to target what you feel is the best player? If Mims is there, I feel like the Steelers are going to take him. I feel like he's the best player at number 20 who would fit what the Steelers want to do. And then you circle one of those centers in round two. Maybe Frazier will be there and you go after him. But we know it doesn't work. And maybe Mims is gone and take Barton at 20. And now you say to yourself, hey, there's not a tackle that we really like at 51. So we're going to move on and check off our next big need, slot corner. Maybe you get Sanders still in round two. Or maybe Xavier Worthy is the guy there in round two. So I think they really have to think about what are the priorities that we have, which I feel are center, tackle, corner, and wide receiver. And then where can we target the best guys that fit our scheme?
All right, what's the worst case scenario?
I don't want them to take a wide receiver in round one. If they take Brian Thomas Jr. in round one, I'm not saying the guy won't be a good player, but how many targets is he going to get? You know, how much is he going to be used in this offense? Can, you know, I think you can get away with Pickens as your one and then a good functional, like role playing scheme specific receiver as your two, but you can't get away with another crappy center, you know, and you can't get away with having a replacement plan for Dan Moore Jr. at tackle. And you can't get away with not having a reliable slot corner. You got to fill those roles.
It is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out in terms of the Pittsburgh Steelers draft coming up Thursday night. Make sure you're staying tuned to Steel Curtain Network as well as the Fans First Sports Network NFL feed for all the latest. We're going to have coming up today, Coach and Brian Davis are going to be doing the Fans First Sports Network mock draft podcast. Excited for that. But, Coach, you've got a call sheet this week. I want to give you an opportunity to plug that and what's going on.
Yeah, call sheet this week, right? We're going to really take a look at the first round. We're going to focus on the top 10 picks and really the intrigue of the quarterbacks. I think the first round will really be defined by what quarterbacks go where. JJ McCarthy is the most fascinating, I think, single player in the entire draft because you have a bunch of teams trying to sort of maneuver up and get him. And Big G, Sean Gurley's coming back on the show. So Sean and I are going to talk about that. I really think that the whole first round is going to pivot on who makes the move for McCarthy.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. And make sure you check out that podcast as well as our NFL Whip Round that I do with Coach every single Tuesday morning on the FFSN NFL feed. We're going to have a lot of stuff for you coming up leading up into the NFL draft. But Coach, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it. We will be talking soon. Take it easy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. A big thank you to Coach for joining me. I really do appreciate his time and his knowledge. That dude's forgotten more about football than I'll ever know in my life. So I learned a lot from that. There's a lot of people and prospects that you hear and you're like, okay, that might be a good fit for the Steelers. After talking with him, you're like, well, maybe not. So I hope you learned something. I know I did. Look, this is going to be a regular week up until Thursday and Friday for the draft. So Tuesday morning, be on the lookout for the tweet. You know what to do. Mailbag time. You get the question in. I give you the answers on the Wednesday show. Find me on Twitter at jhartman, H-E-R-T-M-A-N underscore P-I-T. That does it for me. It is Monday. The draft is coming up. Buckle up. We are going to have everything right here on the Steel Curtain Network for you. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, you know, we finish it up. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. Have a great start to your week. We'll see you on Wednesday. Go Steel.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.